Welcome back to Down to Energy, where we wrap everyday experiences like getting in a tiff with your partner and big glitzy words like alignment, which we'll talk about today, into an energetic context that gives us perhaps more life-giving, easeful experiences of those things and also paths into that thing. So we're looking at alignment. We're talking in this episode about internal alignment within yourself and then external alignment out in the world. What is the energy of those things? It's there's this earthy kind of anchoring, but then also a fiery lived experience and alignment and edgy expression and calibration into that thing that we make via choices every single day. So I'll walk you through an exercise that also helps you identify your values as kind of that anchor point and give you invitations into the kind of fiery experience of it as well. I do note that if you're listening to this early 2025, as this is launching here at the spring equinox, current energetics and Venus retrograde are really an invitation for you to pay attention to your values and play with this part of life. Play with what alignment to your values looks like and feels like, and allow at this time for those parts of life to kind of shift. We talk about all the things. Let me know if you're down and what you think after you listen in the comments or in my DMs. Chat soon. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Down to Energy podcast. Today we're talking about what the fuck is alignment. During our What the Fuck episodes, we take a big, lofty idea word that we all hear, words we say, things that are often just thrown around, and we're just like, well, what actually is that thing? And alignment is something that you are going to define differently than I will. You're going to relate to and express and experience differently than I will or anyone else will. I will always encourage you to define these things for yourself, but let's look at the energetic qualities of alignment. And maybe those things can become a roadmap for stepping further into or feeling further into alignment in your own life with however you integrate and apply that to yourself. When I think of alignment, like, this feels very earthy and fiery to me. Earthy in the sense that it's grounded in who we are and aligned with our values and our beliefs, but then fiery as well as us living those things and us doing things from the place of internal alignment with like who we are in a very grounded way. When we're in alignment, it can be something that anchors us, earth. Also, when we move closer towards alignment and make decisions in alignment, it can feel really fucking edgy, which is fire, which is risk and bold and recreating things to reflect and align with who we actually are. So I kind of see this as having almost two layers of there's alignment with yourself, within yourself, with your nature, with your gifts, with what you're good at, with what you're here for, with what your soul feels aligned to. And I love this tool of astrology to really illuminate based off our birth chart and our inherent nature, like what those gifts are, what those that soul purpose is, that those things we know about ourselves, these qualities we know about ourselves, to have echoed back through this third party objective tool and lens of a birth chart and your own astrology and nature to validate that, okay, yes, this is who I am. As an example, like I have a ton of air in my chart. I'm very chatty Cathy. I'm a Libra. My Mars and Mercury are both in Libra, so how I take action and also how my brain works and how I express myself are all in air signs, as well as my self-expression. My sun sign is in an air sign. And then an air is chatty, air is cerebral, air is heady, air is words, communication, perspective, exploration, curiosity, things we get to do here on the Down to Energy podcast, why I came out with the podcast, so I can have a form of verbal expression within the ecosystem of my business and my creative life and just what I send out into the world. This feels very in alignment for me to be sitting here on a Friday afternoon recording 4 podcast episodes with you, so lit up by this experience because it aligns with a natural form of my expression and communication and my nature. I also have Virgo in my chart, which is, while it's an earth sign, it's very cerebral. So I'm a heady, heady girl. And with air energy specifically too, like, it's important to have outlets for it. Otherwise, it can just get stuck in the head. So I'm always journaling. I'm always writing. I'm always speaking. I'm a voice note queen. If you're my friend, you know this. If you're in my membership, you know this. If you watch my Instagram stories ever, you know this. I love to kind of hop on there and talk. And it's always been in short form, even though I will send you a 4.5-minute voice note and not really feel that bad about it. I am that girl. Thank you, technology of the modern day, for allowing for that and for allowing for this. So you can feel that alignment, right? Like, you can feel that excitement. I'm stoked to be here in this way because it is aligned to my nature. It is natural for me to be in this mode of operating. Now, you might be someone who has a lot of water in your chart. Maybe being in the more watery realm is the natural place for you to be. Maybe being in your intuition comes second nature. That's something I had to cultivate. That's something you might just have, right? A bit more loud in your life because you inherently have that thing. And there's energy that pulls you in that direction. So you have that as a gift and finding space. So aligning to that and allowing for that first within the layer of yourself of, A, you're an emotional being, you're an intuitive being, you're an emotionally intelligent being, you are a sensitive being. These are your gifts. This is beautiful. Allowing for those things and finding ways to express that within yourself first, and then maybe even out in the world, which is the second layer of alignment, which is there's alignment to ourselves and our nature. And then there's alignment. There's bringing that out into the world and making space for all of ourselves and all of our parts out in the world. And that's the second layer. And that can be the slightly more fiery layer because what's in alignment for you might not be in alignment with the context within which you grow up or might not match the context within which your family system told you life's supposed to be or you're supposed to be with it or that society has told you you're supposed to be or that your current job facilitates and switching that to be in more alignment with your desire and with yourself feels very edgy and that can be kind of fiery, right? So how do we kind of like define these things that like are us outside of looking at our birth chart or honoring what we just intuitively know to be true? What the energetics kind of point to here is like what the earth energy points to and what is Taurus values. We speak to values a little bit in the energetics of maintaining your relationship with alcohol episode. But what we'll speak to about it here is like it's that same energetic quality of Taurus now being expressed in this other way of your values providing that earthy foundation of who you are at your core to align to your values. So this one values exercise, you can Google like values exercises. Values is one of those things where I should do a what the fuck episode on because maybe I'll record that next of like, what the fuck are values? Because like, what is that? It's the things that matter to you and that are important to you. It's these different qualities of life and the importance with which you value them. It's the worthiness of those things. So I'll just give you an example. Like what matters to you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does your physical health matter to you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does your social world matter to you? How much does your career matter to you? How much does having a family and having family systems matter to you? How much does community connection and network matter to you? Rank all of those quarters of life on a scale of 1 to 10 of in terms of their worth and value. You'll end up with a list of and an objective way to kind of see, okay, these are the things I value the most. And then look back at that list and run through that list again. And that's kind of that first layer, that alignment with your nature and what's important to you at this time in life too, because also these things change and these things evolve. So where are you at with the level with which you rank the different areas of life? You can kind of Google this. I'll link it. I'll link you to, this is an exercise I got from a social sciences school that I'm forgetting the name of at this exact time, but this was a values exercise they put together. And then the next layer of that, and that's kind of that first layer, right? Of like alignment with your nature within yourself, understanding what's important to you within yourself and having that as your home base, your earth. And then there's the fiery side of how do you live that? What are you doing? How are those things coming to life and how are they alive, fire in your life? So go back through the list and say, how much space does this thing have in my life? If having social connections and recreational activity is valued very high, you give that a 9 out of 10 because that's hella important to you because you love it. Yeah, I just throw it a hella. I grew up in the Bay Area and I hella love saying hella, so we're going to do it. Go through the list. How often do you get to have recreational fun on a scale of 1 to 10? Maybe you're in a season of a lot of work and a lot of life responsibilities, so it only gets a 2 out of 1 to 10 in terms of how much space it has in your life, how much you're showing up consistently for that thing. And then you can kind of have this list of what values really matter to me and which ones are really getting the most time space in my life. And that can kind of give you an objective way to look at these things of what's in alignment with your foundation and then what's actually getting that fiery expression in life. And then from there, it's like, okay, how do you want to kind of bridge the two? And what does that tell you? That's going to tell you so much. And this is so relevant to be talking about right now because Venus is retrograde. I'm recording this on March 14th, 2025. Venus is retrograde. Venus is your values. Venus is the things you love, care about, your desires, your passions. There's something very just personal and beautiful about this part of life. And right now it's in review. Right now with this planet in retrograde, it's saying, let's look again at like what it is we value and reconsider, does this value still match who I am today? Is this still really important to me or like not? And how is that changing and how do I want that my expression and how I live that value to change? So be open to learning about your values in this season. Be open to living your values and aligning to your values in a new way. There's our word, aligning to the values. So alignment is kind of this energy of honoring what's true for you, honoring what's important to you. The other word that values brings up for me and that alignment brings up for me is beliefs. And I think it's very correlated to values, right? It's like, but there's another quality to beliefs. It's more of that fiery quality. It's a Sagittarius thing. It is what that little click you keep hearing is that this. I keep setting, I'm holding my heart crystal. It is a rose or a quartz tower that I got at the crystal shop recently. And it's amazing. And it's how me, my very airy self, stays connected to heart in coaching client conversations. When I'm using my air energy, I want to make sure to bring my heart in. So I hold this. Hold on, I need to take a sip of water. So I'm holding this beautiful crystal and I keep setting it down. I'm like fidgeting with it. So that's that little, that my mic's picking up. It's just my heart wanting to come through and say hi as well. Gosh, where was I? Okay, yes, yes, Sagittarius. So beliefs, the Sagittarius is the fiery side of that coin. It's knowing and speaking your truth and your beliefs. And it's exploring these almost big picture belief systems that your personal values can certainly inform. But it's really more this question that's bigger of what do I believe to be true about the world, about myself? And what do I believe? What is my belief? And standing in that and living that and speaking that truth and knowing that truth and going on the adventure of finding that truth. We don't often know what's in alignment. It's kind of this big adventure. And we kind of have to go find that thing sometimes and experiment and see what lands and what doesn't land. And that is an adventure and that is an explorative process. And that is the seeker energy of Sagittarius and the fiery side of this coin that says, what do I believe? I'm going to go seek it. Once I find it, I'm going to live it. So alignment on the outside is kind of this beautiful combination of feeling anchored and aligned to your values, speaking and living your truth, and making choices and decisions and actions in alignment with that truth fire. And I named a couple other things in there too. You know, that all of the elements are always going to play into all of these journeys. So I'll also just name that there's an intuitive quality to knowing what is true for you in water. And there is a curiosity to finding what is true for you, air, and exploring it as well. So I'm so curious what this conversation brings up in you, what you would add to this, what feels true, what feels not true about this to you. I want to know. And I want to know where we can even have that dialogue. Drop it in the comments. Join me on Instagram and like let's talk about it there. I want to find a space where we can have dialogue about these things. But I'm so down. I'm so glad you've been down to energy with me, and have a great day. I'm so glad that you tuned in and listened to this episode. If you're vibing with this language and receiving inspiration and maybe some support from the energetic context of life, then you will love my Lived Astrology membership, where every week I tune you into the energetic qualities of that current moment and of that week so that you can have that context and insight and practical ways to kind of like move through that a bit more intentionally. So things like dropping the kids off at school or gearing up for another workday have a little bit more meaning, inspiration, and practical support. Every new moon and full moon, I also look at where those events are happening in your chart and share all of this with you via voice notes. So it's super accessible, just about where you are either starting or ending a chapter to tune you into this quality of life and create a bit more presence with how you're growing and what it is you're moving through. So check it, the show notes, if that sounds cool. I link to a website that tells you all about it. You're able to join now for just $25 a month for ongoing astrological insight that's really tailored to you. Plus, I also have an online studio in there with hours and hours of yoga flow, supportive practices to help me move through each season with a bit more ease and a bit more support. So check it out. We would love to have you in this community. And thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next time.